This is KUT. The City of Austin is working with people who live in the North Shoal Creek area to develop its first ever neighborhood plan. KUT's Saida Hassan reports on what that could mean for the future of that part of Austin and the rest of the city.
Zora Mae Heiss has been living in the North Shoal Creek neighborhood for about 50 years, and she's seen a lot of changes.
We bought our house for $26,000, and now it's $396,000.
Heiss was one of about 50 residents who turned out for a neighborhood meeting this weekend at Pillow Elementary School. They sat around cafeteria tables brainstorming and jotting down notes on giant poster boards. The residents' input will help shape the very first neighborhood plan for North Shoal Creek. Heiss said she wanted to weigh in because with property values on the rise, she wonders how her home will fit in with the surrounding neighborhood.
It hasn't changed. In fact, since my husband has Alzheimer's, I've neglected it. And so we may soon become an eyesore if I don't do something about it. And that concerns me.
The neighborhood houses about 3,700 residents and covers approximately 1 square mile. It's bordered by Burnett Road, Anderson Lane, Mopac, and US 183. The goal of this planning process is to help create what's called a complete community, one with access to jobs and recreation, youth and senior services, and making all of those amenities easy to get to with different modes of transportation. Amelia Cobb is president of the North Shoal Creek Neighborhood Association. She thinks the area is well on its way to achieving that goal.
We've got a lot of multifamily residences here. We've got a mix of single family. We've got duplexes. We've got walkability to restaurants and recreation and jobs.
Ultimately, the plan that's developed here will help guide future development in the neighborhood. Greg Guernsey is the director of the city's planning and zoning department. He explains how this effort fits into a larger vision for the city.
Neighbor plans are part of Imagine Austin, which is our comprehensive plan. And imagine Austin maybe looking down at 30,000 feet, and this is maybe looking like 5,000 or 7,000 feet looking down.
Right now, city staff are in the process of rewriting the entire land development code, known as Code Next, which will govern how land can be used. It may mean zoning changes for some areas, and Guernsey says neighborhood plans help inform those decisions.
We'll get input from the citizens about areas that they may object to growth in coming, but they would say this is a good area, appropriate area for growth. This is an area that would be less so.
There will be more chances for people to weigh in before the final plan is adopted. The next meeting is set for November 12th. Saida Hassan, KUT News.